couple of weeks ago, the outgoing commander of the International Peacekeeping Force in Darfur said that the war in that region is essentially over, and then he went home. The new U.S. envoy says that he's noticed encouraging changes as well, and the war that has reportedly killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions is now dormant. But many on the ground see things differently. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has this report from North Darfur.
What's happening in Darfur right now may not be war, but it doesn't look like peace either. And the hot, dry, garbage-filled middle ground between rebels and bandits and government-sponsored militia is a tough place to call home. Ahmad Ali Osman is an internally displaced person, otherwise known by the acronym IDP. He lives in the largest IDP camp in North Darfur.
Security situation is not good. This is still going on, and the security situation is not improving at all in Darfur.
Osman was speaking to U.S. envoy Scott Gratian, who visited recently. Gratian covered a lot of ground in and around the camp, and in testimonial after testimonial, IDPs, aid workers, and rebels told him what's been going on here since March, when the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant against Sudan's president for crimes against humanity in Darfur. The eviction of international aid groups, the gang rapes, the murders, the kidnappings, the arrests, and yes, even the bombs that have fallen as recently as this month. They're under siege, and they blame Sudan's ruling party in Khartoum. Mohamed Adam calls the new aid group sent by Khartoum the enemy.
Those local organizations are security apparatus, and they are doing intelligence work inside the IDP camps, and IDPs hate them.
Gratian retired from the Air Force as a major general. He says he's flown more missions over Iraq than any other American. In the 1960s, Gratian and his missionary parents fled civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's been an IDP, a refugee, and a combatant. So when Gratian's gut tells him the worst is over in Darfur, it's speaking from experience.
We will push the Khartoum to stop supporting the militia. But it appears that there's heavy banditry, a lot of warlord trouble, that we still have gender-based violence that is unacceptable, that it's a law enforcement issue.
But when Darfur police appear unable or unwilling to help civilians, who are you going to call? Many here say Khartoum. Gratian has closer ties to Sudan's ruling party than any of his predecessors. And in El Fasher, they've invited him to a conference at the governor's compound. It's a surreal scene of men wearing white flowing gowns and furry leopard print slippers. Gratian gently presses them to be better leaders.
There is more that we must do to bring more security, to bring more stability, and to bring more development to this land. But the leadership must come from you, the leaders of the people of Darfur. Shukran jazeera.
The ruling party says it wants to sign a peace deal with Darfur's rebels by the end of the year. So Gratian is trying to unite the rebels into one negotiating entity. Some say it's a fool's errand. But Gratian says he's got to lay the groundwork for 2.6 million Darfuris to leave the camps. Not today, not tomorrow, but preferably before President Obama runs for re-election.
So if we're going to have people go back, we've got to start thinking about how do we put into place secure zones where people can go outside of their camps.
Gratian is calling on international peacekeepers to work on his security zone idea. He's also calling on civilians to replace uncooperative rebels and speak for the IDPs in future talks. And because Darfur figures into Sudan's conflict with neighboring Chad, he's calling on Chadian rebels to get out. They've been spotted high on a sun-cracked plateau near a place called Ensiro. And Ensiro is yet another surreal scene in Darfur. It's paradise.
When I looked at the trees, when I see the mountains, when I see the sunlight, I want to buy some property here. I would like to move here.
At a desert oasis, Under date palms and guava trees, Gratian is sweet-talking a wild bunch of heavily armed rebels from the original Sudanese Liberation Army. This is their turf. And Ismail Amandruk says if those Chadian guys don't back off, and if the international peacekeepers come here one more time without permission, there's going to be a wang-dang-doodle of a fight.
I'm going to fight them, even if I would become considered as one of the war criminals. Everybody is talking about peace and security. But if people are showing the weapons as you see, then there's no peace. Then there's no peace.
So it's true. There's an absence of war in Darfur. And there's an absence of peace, too. What's left in the middle looks a lot like trouble. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, in Nsiro, North Darfur.